Hello and welcome to Turning Point, the program that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest is creative producer and director of AC Projects, an arts organisation launched in Glasgow in 2011, Alistair Campbell.
In 2001, I was at that point living in Stirling and working as a gardener, and a job came up working for Stirling Council as a music development officer. Now, I hadn't the foggiest idea what a music development officer was, but I was interested in music and had been since the 60s, actually. And I'd been involved in music and record labels and different things throughout my kind of career, but I never ever contemplated a job that was called a music development officer. So I applied for the job, was luckily enough interviewed by a person called Jackie Shearer, who was the Arts Development Officer, which another job title I'd never heard of for Stirling Council. And they were setting up a venue called the Tollbooth in Stirling. And I'd gone up to see the venue before I'd even applied for the job. And I was blown away by actually the architecture of the building. It was a really interesting looking space. So I went to this interview, I have to say, and had no idea what they were going to ask me about, and about community arts and different things of that nature that I had really never heard of, because I'd never thought about the arts in that way up until that point. I have to say, I was 40 years old at this point, so it wasn't like I was young. I just had never experienced the idea of arts and institutions. So I just rambled on about music and who I knew in music and what I knew and what I'd done in music, and they gave me the job. And the job actually came with a huge budget. Again, another word that I'd never really heard of. Budgets. I had never done budgets or anything like that. I'd always managed things and had a record label and we managed our money, but we didn't really talk about budgets as such. Maybe that's why we failed. But anyway, so they gave me the job, and it opened up a huge new world to me about working with different people to make music. And this was, to me, it's my turning point in lots of ways, because it got me back involved in music, but saw it in a different way from I'd ever seen it before. In the past, I thought about music as, you know, musicians on stage making music and we all go and see them and we all have a great experience. But I'd never thought about this idea that you could get people together that you didn't know from the community and we could explore ideas creatively. In a very, very, I wouldn't say democratic, there's a very big word, but it's in a much easier, simpler way, initially, anyway. They've become complicated through time, but it was much, one thing that happened that made my job easier was the first thing I had to do was bring out a record for the launch of the Tollbooth. And because of all my experience of doing that from the sort of in the independent record label days, I was able to do that very quickly and pull in all sorts of resources that I had already. And we got that done in like 2 weeks. And it sort of convinced everybody around me that they'd made the right choice of putting somebody in that never had any, it's not got any qualifications in music, has never had any experience in community arts. But I, at that point, I realised that actually I could do this. So from then on, we created a community orchestra. We worked with a great composer called Brian Irvin. We did a whole lot of amazing things at the Tollbooth. From then, it was about 4 years I was a music development officer. And from that, I became an artistic director of the Tollbooth. And from that, the rest of it's history. I've now set my own independent arts company up. I have a music festival, two music festivals, and do all sorts of different things in music. So.
For further information on Alistair, go to acprojects.org.uk or Twitter at acprojectsmusic.
Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Lush, and our ever-growing archive contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.